Imam Hussein's Uprising, Manifestation of the Holy Quran. In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of our daily series titled Imam Hussein's Uprising, Manifestation of the Holy Quran. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, stayed in holy Mecca for 4 months and never spared a moment to enlighten the people, including Muslims coming from different towns and cities for performance of the annual Hajj pilgrimage, of the need for social reformation and the dangerous consequences of rule by a godless ruler like Yazid. The Umayyad regime sent assassins to Mecca, disguised as pilgrims, in order to kill Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in a suspicious manner, without anybody knowing it. The Imam, realizing that the shedding of blood will defile the sanctity of the sacred Kaaba, decided to leave Mecca from the plain of Arafah without performing the Hajj. Moreover, letters have been coming in, thousands from the people of Kufa, for deliverance from the tyrant Yazid. The Imam headed for Iraq, and on 2nd of Muharram, 61 AH, he reached Karbala, the rendezvous of martyrdom. At the halting place throughout his journey, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, enlightened all those who came into contact with him with the genuine teachings of the Holy Quran and the principles of resistance against social deviation, justice and oppression. Escape and excuse are consistent with the concept of justice, for God Almighty says in Ayah 30 of Surah Fussilat, "Indeed, those who say, 'Our Lord is Allah,' and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them, saying, 'Do not fear, nor be grieved. Receive the good news of the paradise which you have been promised.'" As is evident by Ayah 124 of Surah Al-Imran, when the pagan Arabs of Mecca imposed the first ever armed battle on Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in the second year of Hijra, God Almighty sent angels to support the small, poorly armed Muslim force of 313 against enemies who numbered 1,000 and were heavily armed. When you were saying to the faithful, "Is it not enough for you that your Lord should aid you with 3,000 angels sent down?" Thus, when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was surrounded by Yazid's huge force of 30,000, God sent a group of angels to help him, if he wanted. But the Imam thanked them and recited Ayah 78 of Surah Nisa, where God says, "Wherever you may be, death shall overtake you, even if you were in fortified towers." From this ayah, it is clear that when faith and certitude become crystal clear, all the skepticism, doubts, and suspicions will evaporate. If a ruler lacks knowledge, wisdom, and faith, deviation will occur. Falsehood will prevail, resulting in the spread of corruption and oppression in society. In the logic of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, a faithless and incompetent person, including a ruler, is a plaything of the devil and instrument of oppression. and thus it is not rightful for Muslims to acknowledge him. For the true believers, the reciters of the Holy Quran, and the devout who perform the late midnight prayers, it is incumbent to rise against the illegitimate rulers. When the Imam was in Mecca, he talked to many people and clarified the criterion for sifting truth from falsehood. Yet, greed and ambition are two things that bring ruin to societies. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was told by his father's cousin, Abdullah ibn Abbas, against leaving Mecca and going to Iraq, since the people of Kufa were notorious for their weak faith and disloyalty. The Imam, who as a representative of God Almighty upon earth, knew things and events not known even to the wise persons and intellectuals, recited Ayah 142 of Surah Nisa to describe the ungodly Umayyads and their supporters. The hypocrites indeed seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who outwits them. When they stand up for prayers, they stand up lazily, showing off to the people and not remembering Allah except a little. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, explained to the Muslims about God's promise and the rewards reserved for the righteous. He urged them not to be afraid of dangers and even the risk to life by reciting these people to the divine reward and recited Ayah 185 of Surah Al-Imran. Every soul shall taste death, and you will indeed be paid your full rewards on the day of resurrection. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, when faced by narrow-minded people, recited Ayah 143 of Surah Nisa, wavering in between, neither with these nor with those. And whomever Allah leads astray, you will never find any way for him. In this manner, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, gathered around men of firm faith, sincere of intention, steadfast in their endeavors, patient in every calamity, and having complete trust in God Almighty and whatever divine providence has decreed, in order to create on the day of Ashura the most glorious epic of resistance and martyrdom.